Praise the Lord. In our midst this morning is our Father, the Senior Pastor of the New Estate Baptist Churches in Abuja, and the missionary of this church. Can we stand up on our feet and honor him as he preach the word of God?
Come on, lift up your hands and praise him. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I put you in front of my mind.
You are all that matters.
Oh, yes.
You are all that matters. I'll make room for two.
Oh, yes.
You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front.
I'll put you in front.
Yeah, no, no, no.
In front of my man.
You are all
that matters.
You are all that matters.
You are all that matters.
I will make room for you.
I'll make room for you.
You were everything that
mattered.
You were all that
mattered.
That's why I put you in front.
I put you in front.
In front of my melody.
In front of my melody.
You were all that mattered.
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 I'll make room for you.
I'll make room for you.
You and I, Jesus. You are all,
you are all.
So we lift your voice and say,
yeah.
And we say,
oh, hey,
oh,
you are all,
you are all
the matter.
You are all,
oh, hey,
oh, hey,
you are all,
oh, hey,
oh, hey,
oh, hey,
you are all. You see, beloved, don't take for granted this service. You know, I can hear God saying in these services, I am distributing anniversary gifts.
Amen.
Receive yours. Oh, Father, we receive. Before next year anniversary, you are telling a different story.
Amen.
Singing a new song.
Amen.
Taking your place.
Amen.
Moving higher.
Amen.
Making impact.
Amen.
Shout it, Lord, I receive.
I receive.
Father, speak your word now. Let your people receive and take the glory. Let nobody live here empty. You are not living the way you came. You are living with your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Pastor Arivike and your wife and your team, the Lord bless you. The Citadel of Impact, you are blessed. Say it to yourself like you mean it. I am blessed. I am blessed. Everywhere we go, we are proud that you are our children. The good work you are doing, we are creating a sensation in the Nigerian Baptist Convention. And I don't want you to take this for granted. This is 11 years. We have made history in so many ways. In so many ways. And I'm telling you, you've not seen anything yet. You know what Jesus said? Greater works you do. You are doing greater works. You are doing greater works. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. In the first service, we spoke about the blessings in the Father's house. I want to assure you, this is your Father's house. There is blessing here. You can listen to the young man that came to lead our prayer. He just joined newly, and his life has been transformed. And those of you who have joined for a long time, I don't know the dimension of blessing God has released upon you, but I want to declare, like he said, you've not seen anything yet. Greater glory, greater grace, greater money. I say greater impact. You will do in the name of Jesus. So have no atom of doubt. There is blessing in this house. You carry blessing. You carry blessing. In the guest Sunday next month, go and distribute the blessing. Contaminate, contact others with the blessing. In the name of Jesus. In this service, we are sure there is blessing in the house. I'd like to show you 7 ways to activate the blessing. The blessing is upon you, but you need to take a step of faith in order to activate this blessing. Genesis 1:28, the Bible says, God blessed them. Will you say it one more time? I am blessed. Say it like you mean it, I am blessed. So 7 ways to activate the blessing. Number 1 way to activate the blessing is to live by the fatherhood principles. You know, God is our Father. He has set down principles by which we must live. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. God said something about our father Abraham. He said, give me KJV. I am a KJV person. He said, I know him. He said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken. In other words, God said that I know Abraham, he will live by my principles. He will transmit my principles to the next generation so that my blessings that I've pronounced upon him will come to pass. Do you want to provoke the blessings of God upon you? I have no doubt Pastor Aribike has taught you kingdom principles. He has taught you biblical principles. As I enjoy the first service, the second service, and I look forward to the third service, I am excited. I am blessed. And this is how God has been blessing you, impacting you with timeless principles that provokes divine blessing. I want to encourage you. You want to activate the blessing this week, all your life, live by the principles of the Father. Take instruction. Hear the word. Believe the word. Live by the word. Because the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, not a dot in my word shall go unfulfilled. The word does not fail. The word works. Say it to yourself, the word works. I declare it will work for you. It will work for you. All of the prophetic word we have received in the place of prayer, activate them. Keep singing them this week. Keep singing them this week. Keep declaring them. They are the word of God that will not fail. And I declare upon you, the word of God in your life will work for you. The word will not fail you. You want to activate the blessings of God that is already released upon you? Live by the word. God said about Abraham, I know him. Can God say that about you? You know, in this dispensation we live in, we are filled with bad news. After church, when you go to listen to the news, you just hear news. And if you want to depend on hearing the news of the world, you will be depressed. You will be disappointed. But I'm telling you, if you take your news from the Word of God, they are good news. They are news that brighten your days. I am charged by some of the Bible passages that have been read to us to pray on. They are living Word. They are powerful Word. They are potent Word. Put them to use and they will work for you. You want to activate the blessing? Live by godly, the Father's principles. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, God will help you. You will live by the principle of God in the name of Jesus. The second thing we must do in order to activate the blessing, you must recognize that as a child of the living God, you carry the blessing. You carry the blessing. The blessing is already upon you. And that is why anywhere you go, don't feel intimidated. You are the child of the living God. Don't be afraid. God said, I am with you. You are the son and daughters of the living God. Whatever is happening around, the Bible says, Psalm 91, with your ears you will hear the wicked suffering, but you are the righteousness of God. The second thing you must do to activate the blessing is to obey the Father's instruction. You know, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in John 15 verse 10, Jesus said, I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in His love. I have kept my Father's commandments. No wonder Mary, when that family had a problem, they ran out of wine, an embarrassing situation, and then they came to Mary. She said, whatsoever He tell you to do, do it. Do it. Jesus always take instruction from the Father. When He was telling the Pharisees, they didn't understand Him. That before Abraham was, I am, they were angry. They said, we knew you, you young guys, but they didn't understand. I pray God will open your spiritual eyes. You will have understanding. When you have understanding and you are given instruction, obey the Father's instruction. And I want to appreciate your model in this church. You listen to instruction. You know, one of the challenges in the traditional setting of the Baptist is people don't want to follow instruction. They want to do what is in their mind. But in this church, the Citadel of Impact, that is not the case. No wonder you are making progress. You will continue to make progress. By listening to instruction, godly instruction, divine direction, Bible principle, live by Bible principles. If you obey divine instruction, even when sometimes they are difficult, the book of Hebrews says, God chastises those He loves. So don't disparage hard instruction. I know Pastor Aribike is a driver. He's driving you hard to achieve a vision. And the driving is not effortless. We are seeing the result. I enter your pastor's office for the first time. Very cozy office. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are always improving on what you have seen. You are always improving on what you have seen. So obey your father's instruction. And when you do that, you are blessed. You know, Jesus didn't want to die. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed to God. He said, "My Father, if it is my own will, let this cup pass over me." It was a tough assignment. But Jesus said, "Not my own will, but thine be done." Jesus obeyed the Father's instruction, even though it was a difficult assignment. But at the end of it, the Bible says God gave him a name. Ha-ba-ba-ba. He gave him a name that is above every name. He gave him. As you obey God's instruction in this church, God will move you higher. He will move you higher. The blessing shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it to the devil. Let me. I have the blessing. The third thing we must do, this is a very powerful one, is number three, is honor your father. Honor your father. Your physical father, your biological father, your adopted father, and above all, our Father in heaven. Exodus 20 verse 12. Honor your father and mother that your days may be long. The New Testament version is even very potent. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 2 to 3. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promised blessing. Hallelujah. In fact, the other version says that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. You know, we have a challenge with the millennial and the coronial generation in this aspect. You know, in this aspect, because of the erosion of the traditional and biblical value of honor, and this is bringing very serious challenge to the upcoming generation. But for you, it's a different issue. Your own case is different. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. There may be some people here, part of the challenges you're going through is because you are dishonoring your father. Your father might have hurt you, but you have no input on who can be your father. You have no input on that. So, the issue of fatherhood, we will be learning in the third service on some of the very foundational principles that we must never neglect. Fatherhood is a divine investiture that can never be bought or earned by whatever credential. And so, the fact of honoring your father is an issue you must not compromise. No matter how wicked your father is, no matter how unfavorable your father have treated you, if you want to reverse whatever course, tread the path of honor. You know, Jesus in the Beatitude, he taught us. He said, pray for your enemies and pray for those who despitefully use you. How much more if you do that for your father, even if he has done wickedness for you? You want to see the blessing of God manifest in your life? Honor your father. Honor your father from your heart. Honor your father from your being. I want to encourage anyone here, you have an issue with your father, go and reconcile. Because Fatherhood cannot be purchased. It cannot be bought. And you cannot do fatherhood by proxy. Even though you could do by adoption, but it's not like the original. You know, that was what pained Esau. The Bible says he cried. He said, is there no more blessing left for me, Father? Is there no more blessing? Because he understood the impact of a father's blessing. You want to invoke the blessing of God? Honor your father. Honor those who are ahead of you. And the Bible has made a promise, you will fulfill your day. Some people cut short their life because of arrogance. Their father cannot even talk to them. Their father cannot look them in the face and say, my son, stop what you are doing. For whatever reason, no matter how successful you are, you cannot look your father, your source. My father always tell me, anywhere you go, know the son of whom you are. Honor your father. The fourth thing we must do to provoke the blessing is be productive, be innovative, be creative, be active. Deal with the spirit of the age. In fact, very important for this generation, deal with the entitlement mentality of the prodigal son. You know, the Bible said the prodigal son went to his father and said, give me my own inheritance that belongs to me. He didn't work for it. It was the father's property. He has an entitlement mentality. Let me tell you, young generation, entitlement mentality will not take you anywhere. If you have an entitlement mentality, some of you blame where you are coming from. Let me tell you, where you are coming from has no bearing to where you are going. Many of us, we are coming from nowhere. But God has taken us somewhere. And we are going higher. Hallelujah! Deal with the entitlement mentality. In fact, in my life, even as a pastor, I'm not entitled for anything. Humanly speaking, from people, I'm only entitled to what God has promised me. So, I don't fight for things with an entitlement mentality. And this is one very serious issue this generation has to deal with. God has given you a creative mind. In this dispensation, you can get, if your father labored 50 years to accumulate his wealth, you can make it in 5 years. In fact, you can make it in 2 years. All you need is a cutting edge innovation. Cutting edge innovation. And so stop limiting yourself. Stop downgrading yourself. Stop keeping yourself on the same spot by your entitlement mentality. You need to move higher. In fact, my wife and I, we're talking on some investment. And then he said, no, this kind of investment you are doing for your children now, these children of nowadays, they won't need it. They won't need it. And that is the truth. But some of you young people, you are shortchanging yourself by putting your eyes on old-fashioned inheritance. Whereas there are new fashion inheritance that will all of the, recently I was watching documentary on industries that are 100 years old. And some of them today, they are irrelevant. In fact, all of those industries that took them 100 years old today, it is taking some young entrepreneur just 2 years to overtake what somebody has done. All the money somebody has accumulated for 100 years of an industry, one person is making it in a day. In this dispensation, you want to invoke the blessings of God, deal with the entitlement mentality, and like the prodigal son, Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Number 5, you want to provoke the blessing, love, have love for the Father. Love your Father from your heart. Deuteronomy 6:5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Have an undiluted love for your Father. Never hate your Father. Love your Father. And when you do that, it provokes the blessing. Proverbs 22 verse 4, it says, by humility, love, and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. So love for the Father provoke riches, honor, and life. In your life, you are honored. In your life, you will be rich. You will enjoy life in the name of Jesus. Number 6, thing to do to provoke, return to the Father's love in repentance, reconciliation, and forgiveness. Come back to the Father's house. Luke 10 verse 18. When the guy was suffering, the Bible says he came back to his senses. He said, I will return to my Father's house. No matter what disagreement you have with your parents, I keep telling my son, I have your best interest at heart. If I'm telling you to stop doing this, I have your best interest at heart. Nobody can love you more than me. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let the internet deceive you. If I am angry with you, it's because I love you. And I want to thank him. He's listening to me. In fact, recently he's on suspension from driving. He can't drive his car for the next 3 months. And I'm glad he's obeying. And I'm doing that out of love. Brother Femi is begging for him. We will talk later. The point I'm making is love for the Father. The Bible says the Father loves the child he chastises. Number 7, don't forget your source. Remember the son of whom you are. Psalm 137 verse 1. The Israelite by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. We wept when we remember Zion. They remember their origin. And then they say, how can we? Let me tell you, beloved, nobody can play your blood father role for you. No matter how much money they give you, no matter how much material things they give you, blood speaks better. Abel was killed by his brother, but the Bible says, God, the blood of Abel was speaking. Blood is thicker than water. No matter what anybody gives you, he can't substitute your fatherhood. Remember your source and always learn to go back to your source. Some of us today, as an anniversary gift to your father or your father figure, you have been in separation before, this is the moment to reconcile. Today is Father's Day. This is the day to send a gift to your father. Give him a call. Tell him you love him. No matter what he has done, he has abandoned you. He maltreated your mother. He didn't give you money when you needed. But I'm telling you, there is no substitute to the Father's heart. I want to encourage you. You want to provoke the blessing. Remember the Son of whom you are. And like I prayed in the first service, I am here today to release upon you the Father's blessing. As you follow this instruction, receive the Father's blessing. Rise to your feet and give him glory. Lift up your voice and say, I receive the Father's blessing from my heart. I will reconcile whatever differences I have. Today, Lord, I renew my fatherly covenant. And I receive the Father's blessing upon my life. Father, we give you glory. We thank you. Because you are the Lord that changeth not. You are our Father. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I release upon you today the Father's blessing. As you honor your Father, you will live long. I terminate every death sentence hanging on anyone. Today they are terminated. Whatever is stopping the blessing of God from flowing in your life, we remove them. We provoke upon you the Father's blessing. Receive the blessing of life. Receive the blessing of fruitfulness. Receive material blessing. In the name of Jesus, you will succeed. You will do more than your father. You will achieve more than your father. The Father's blessing shall manifest in your life. Every father always wishes his child to be greater than him. I declare that you will be greater. In fact, from now you are greater. You will do greater works. And God shall be glorified. Come on, give him the glory. Give him the glory. This week, this your God will go ahead of you. This week, this your God will open doors for you. This week, this your God will bless you. You will return with your testimony. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Have a productive week. Thank you.